Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Democrat strategy, it sucks, and we are fighting back, and it's working. Yes! Keep it up. Keep it up, folks. And YouTube, right back at it with the election interference. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Happy Thursday. Thursday has begun. Yes. We are right in on it. We got so much going on today. And we're back. Yes, look, two nights in a row. Hey. Man, I'm telling you. What a day. It's just getting started, and it's started already. So, if you do not have a Rumble account or you have downloaded the app, be sure you do that. Sign up for a free Rumble account. Then you can take part in our live chat. You can follow the show. You can give us a thumbs up. All that cool stuff. We really do appreciate it. It helps the show out a ton, and it's absolutely free for you. So thank you for doing that. We really do appreciate it. All right. We got all that and more coming up tonight on the show, and we will be talking about that. Can I have my mouse back, please? Thank you. All right. Our show is brought to you in part by the good folks at Blackout Coffee. You know these guys. We talk about them all the time because they are an American company that supports our troops. It supports our American values, honesty, integrity, family. It's just, this company is amazing. And in addition to that, of course, they make the most amazing coffee. They work with local co-ops and American farmers to source the best beans. They roast them only after you order. Within 48 hours of when you place your order, they roast your beans and then immediately ship them right out. They're very anal retentive about that. Fast shipping. A few days later, you got the beans at your door and you have the best coffee you've ever tasted. Blackout Coffee. Comes in all kinds of great roasts, all different sorts, Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, 2A, which stands for Second Amendment. You see, I told you this company was all about America and our values. Signature blends, partner roasts, no compromise, flavored coffees. They've got a couple new ones too, cinnamon French roast, chocolate cherry, blueberry crumble, great stuff. If you use coffee pods, not a problem. They've got coffee pods too. Check them out, please. Go over to the website. Use the link down in our show notes. That's all you need to do, and you will get a great discount, 20% off your first order. Now, if you use our promo code when you check out, that'll get you that 20%. J20, J-A-Y-20 is our promo code at checkout for 20% off your first order. All kinds of great deals at Blackout Coffee. Thank you, folks, over there for helping to sponsor the show. We are extremely proud. We really are. I'm not kidding. We're very proud to have you as part of this program. Boom. Fasten your seatbelts. All right. Are you ready, gang? The Democrat strategy. This is not usually something I spend a whole lot of time talking about because I don't like to get heavy duty into the weeds of, you know, all the political crap. But there is a great article from the Epoch Times, and you got to read it. Check it out. It's in our show notes. The headline is Behind the Election Rhetoric, Democrats Utilizing a Very Little Known Strategy to Try and Win in 2024. Some really strange things going on campuses. Campuses, folks. According to Wisconsin Voter Alliance President Ron Hewer. Most interesting. The upcoming election will likely be less about changing voters' minds and more about the faithful and getting them out to the polls. That's the strategy. American students, who, according to an analysis from Tufts University, helped elect Biden in swing states in 2020, could prove to be pivotal, both as targets and foot soldiers in these get-out-the-vote drives. Now, look, You know they're going to cheat again. You know they're going to do everything they can. Of course, we are somewhat wiser, I hope, around this time around. We will know what to watch for. They've got other plans, I'm sure of it. There is a lawsuit currently moving through Wisconsin. Appears to provide a case study for how these campaigns translate into wins for the Democrats. In February, vice-cackling President Kamala Harris highlighted the government is paying college students to register voters. They're paying them. We've been doing work to promote voter participation for students. And, for example, we now allow students to get paid through federal work study to register people and to be nonpartisan poll workers. Mm-hmm. When your money's coming from a particular party, being nonpartisan, I would have to guess, is just a little difficult. Paying students to canvass the latest component of an initiative originalized under Barack Obama to increase student voting. That's where they're going to strike out. They've been striking out. You know all these liberal college crap bullshit that's going on. Just appealing to those Biden supporters, of course. And so they figure, wrongly in my opinion, but they figure the best thing they can possibly do is just keep going after the college kids. Good luck with that. By the way, I don't want to hear red wave. Don't talk, don't even use the phrase. It didn't work the last time. It ain't going to work this time. Red State's got another great article. I put that in the show notes, too. A new survey is showing exactly what the 2024 election will be all about. This is an interesting article. Full swing this campaign. Presidential candidates making their case to the nation. Biden, Trump duking it out on the campaign trail. Americans deciding who they're going to support. A new poll findings revealed precisely what's important in the 2024 election. The survey showed regardless of what side you're on, this race is all about Trump. 67% of Trump supporters are mostly voting for the former president. Democrats, 52%, say their votes will be against the former president. Folks, think about that. More than half the Democrat voters are not voting for Biden. They're voting against Trump. More than half. What does that tell you? The findings say Trump is the focus of the race, and that trend will likely not change as this campaign slog along. In 2024, it's all about the persona of the Orange Man. Orange Man bad. Possibly even more than policies. Polls findings related to voter enthusiasm, quite telling. 35% of, listen to these numbers, 35% of Biden supporters said they were extremely enthusiastic about voting this year, compared to 44% of Trump supporters. Some serious challenges for the Biden campaign. 34 to 44, 10%, 10 points different. Wow. Another study, which was conducted by the Wall Street Journal, highlighted Trump's commanding showing in the electoral battlefield. It had Trump leading Biden in 6 of the 7 most competitive states. Numbers fueled by the broad voter dissatisfaction with the economy, of course. These are the things that are going to make a difference. The items that affect your pocketbook. The items that affect you every day. The price of gas. The price of a loaf of bread. A dozen eggs. Those are the things that are going to make a difference. And among key demographics, Biden is losing big time. Former President Obama appeared to recognize the reality when he advised Biden to make this election a referendum on Trump rather than trying his own selling points, of which he has none. Or seriously, if you were put in charge of the Biden campaign, what could you possibly talk about? Your accomplishments in the last 3 years. There aren't any. There are, but they're all bad. So the only thing you can do is don't vote for me, vote against Trump. And that's exactly what's going on. But we are fighting back. We are fighting back big time, and man, is it working. You remember just a couple of weeks ago, the whole bloodbath thing? What a mess that was. And we jumped on it, and we fixed it, and we set the record straight, and we have to keep doing that, folks. Every time you see one of these people, you jump on your social media accounts, all of them, Truth, X, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are, bloodbath. Taken out of context. Speaking of which, CNN still at it. Wolf Blitzer, this moron, got put in his place and got his butt slapped. Called out for promoting a false narrative about Trump live on CNN. Blitzer promoting the Immigrants Are Animals hoax. And Scott Jennings was not going to let him get away with that. Take a look and a listen to this.
It says these immigrants are animals. They're not humans. What does that suggest? I mean, isn't that brutal? Shouldn't people be condemning that?
I listened to the entire tape. He was specifically talking about the person who murdered Lakin Riley in Georgia. And to be honest with you, Wolf, if somebody murders another human being, I think they deserve to be called animals. And I don't think any American is really going to reject that kind of rhetoric. That poor girl was murdered in cold blood. Is that person who did it not an animal? I think that's an apt term.
There you go. So Blitzer tries to say he called all immigrants animals. And this guy said, nope. Scott Jennings, good on you. Call him out. Let people know what the truth is. Don't let these idiots cherry pick the words someone says. Put it in context. To this day, they're still promoting this some very fine people bullshit. Which is not, and look, I know my audience, you guys know this. But in case there are any liberals out there listening, you ought to know it too, because it's the truth. Unbelievable. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Do not give up. We are winning this fight. Little bites at a time, we are winning this fight. That's what's going to make the big difference. And it keeps happening because they won't stop. They have nothing else. There's nothing more to go for. Nothing more to do except scream and yell and pull your hair out. And that's exactly what this moron is doing. You want to talk about some Trump derangement syndrome? This was all over X today, last night, yesterday. Trump actually is breaking their minds. This is incredible. Hang on. Here we go. Listen to this. He's lost it. I am so happy to see things like this happening from these freaks.
Are you kidding me, law enforcement? Are you kidding me? Tonight in Grand Rapids, multiple law enforcement officers stood behind Donald Trump as he spoke. People that are elected officials like sheriffs, others hired to protect and enforce the law for the entire citizenry, not for a political party. Explicitly forbidden from being a partisan authoritarian police force, standing on stage, entirely unethical, probably illegal, on top of which Donald Trump has been indicted 91 times. He's liable for sexual assault. His entire business was found to be fraudulent. And law enforcement has the fucking gall to stand on stage with him? Enough is enough!
Yes, can we get a hearty hi-ho? You see, we keep fighting back. It keeps working. We keep winning. It's like Trump himself said, are you tired of winning yet? We are getting there, folks. We're getting there. We're not done. And don't give up. Keep at it. Every time you see one of these things, every time one of these goofballs opens their mouth, every time Walt Blitzer takes something completely out of context, you call them out on it. You may think it's just you. Who am I? I'm just a little nobody. Nobody listens to me. Post it. Get it out there. You never know. An audience of one is still an audience. And you need to keep up this fight. It's just that important. You'll notice I didn't mention YouTube among the social media places you should post it. There's a reason for that. It's called Here We Freakin' Go Again. This is from Reclaim the Net, and this is a head shaker. YouTube says it has a responsibility to manipulate their algorithms leading up to the 2024 election. Folks, I'm not on YouTube. I don't use YouTube. I will never again use YouTube. This show, I still have the channel still there, but it hasn't moved in months, nor will it, because of these commies. YouTube is planning to remove or suppress content and boost content from what are called authoritative sources. Yeah. Here we go. Responsibility. Good word. Even better as an actual thing. But even just as a word, it's a positive one. Reliability, people, entities, behind some project or policy. So, no wonder then, the thoroughly disgraced Google YouTube, as far as censorship, biased political approach, are trying to use that word, responsibility, as a narrative fig leaf, basically to cover up what these giant platforms are actually up to. It is not your responsibility, Google, YouTube, evil ones. new chief product officer, Johanna Vulich. What exactly are the priorities here? The four R's and a C. YouTube's remove, raise, reward, reduce, content approach. That's from a blog that YouTube itself published. Remove, raise, reward, reduce, content approach. Unbelievable. Sum total is that YouTube has a new product manager, but nothing has changed and nothing is going to change. And certainly not in an election year. Google, YouTube, evil. Evil, evil, evil. We can't get through a show without talking something about the trans community and the destruction they are sowing across this country. I saw this post today on X. It was actually posted by Brandon Straka, one of our great supporters. And he writes, this is how so many of us feel now. If we had known that the fight for gay rights would usher in a Marxist gender radical cult, we would have done things very differently. And man, how true that is. Take a look, more importantly, take a listen to this.
I don't understand what is so hard about correcting other people.
I'm so sorry I fought for gay rights. I'm so sorry for all the pain and suffering I went through. And had I known y'all were going to take it this far, I wish I could go back in time and not fight for gay rights and just live a nice, quiet, silent life on my own. We thought that's what we were fighting for, was just nice, quiet, fitting in, being just like everyone else. But I didn't know y'all were going to take it this far. I mean, wish I would have never done it.
Is that not exactly what I said last night? When the original fight for LGB rights began, it was a righteous cause. Just looking for equality. Just to live a nice, quiet life and not be bothered. And then these idiots started adding letters and attaching themselves, and have destroyed basically everything that people fought for and in some cases gave up their lives for. Who'd have ever thought we would be here? But here is where we are. Hey, California! You happy about your new minimum wage? $20 an hour minimum wage in California for fast food workers. They are celebrating. They are beside themselves with joy. As managers and companies announce layoffs and cutting work hours. Happy now? The post-millennials got a great article. The pay increase marks a significant step forward for cooks and cashiers, who fought over the decade for living wages and better working conditions. And it's only the beginning of the fight, according to their union. Yeah, they actually have a union. Who has fought long and hard for this $20 an hour minimum wage. Well, congratulations, you won. So, you're going to get your $20 an hour for about a week's worth of pay, and then you will get laid off, or you will have your hours cut. They're all celebrating. They couldn't be happier. They're beside themselves. And they will not, they refuse to wake up and realize $20 an hour means one thing. The companies can't afford that. Yay, you won. Congratulations. You know what you won? Nothing. Because you're fired. Layoffs. Cut your hours in half. Now you're not making $20 an hour. You're making $10 an hour. Happy with that? California. I swear to God. They just can't see it. They just refuse to see it. Oh, man. The Daily Mail in the UK, not exactly your most reliable source of information, but this was interesting. A Canadian lab, a lab in Canada, that handles some of the world's deadliest viruses, has tightened their security after an investigation finds that researchers with connections to the Chinese government and the Chinese military gained access and mailed through the mail live Ebola viruses to Wuhan. Dr. Zhang Guoji and Dr. Kending Cheng fired from the lab, you think? They're thought to still be a very serious and credible danger to Canada. Chinese couple working at Canada's highest biosecurity lab, secretly sending information to Beijing and mailed live Ebola virus to China. 600-page report released this week by Canadian intelligence said the pair were also accused of allowing visitors into the lab who tried to leave carrying plastic bags of viruses in some unknown substance. They're just carrying them out in baggies. They were found to have left the visitors with ties to the Chinese government, again, and military, unsupervised at the facility. Just dropped them off. Yeah, take whatever you want. The National Microbiology Lab from Canada, which is in Winnipeg, they worked as researchers in the BSL-4 lab, the only lab in the country to work with Ebola virus. Marlbug, Lassa fever, very, very nasty, nasty viruses you don't want to screw with. They've now tightened their security after the leak, you think? But it happened. They mailed through the mail Ebola virus to Wuhan. There's more details in that story if you want to read it. It is frightening. It is frightening. Unbelievable. Great story from the Daily Caller here. FEMA, you know those morons? They have blindsided hurricane-battered community and stripped their locals of an insurance discount. This is from Lee County, Florida. FEMA, which, if you don't know, handles disaster relief, revoked a discount on flood insurance for a community in Florida and gave no warning. 125,000 property owners in Lee County, Florida, one of the most flood-prone counties in the country, had their 20 to 25% discounts on flood insurance from FEMA revoked. No warning. After local officials were warned about reportedly not complying with the agency's building safety demands. Lee County Attorney Richard Weiss said, "At no time were we notified we were in jeopardy of being retrograded. It was if you failed to comply with an information request, you could face retrograde. No warning, boom. 20-25% discount on flood insurance for you folks in Lee County, gone. Thank you, FEMA. If I'm not mistaken, you are the folks who are supposed to be helping, not hurting. Bitch, bitch, complain, complain. Until it hits the fan." All right, I got another one for you before we move on to our book. The Five Little Peppers. You may have seen this before, but I came across it in my newsfeed, and I wanted to share it because if you haven't, or you haven't seen it in a while, it is classic. Classic stuff. These two dogs are separated by a fence. It's just barely open enough to get their snouts through. And they are having none of each other. Screaming, barking, yelling, snarling. Look at the teeth. Watch what happens when the gate opens. And see if this doesn't remind you of some humans. And right back at it again. Unbelievable. Gate opens. Now what are you gonna do? Gate closes. I know people like that. I'm not kidding either. All bark, no bite. Unbelievable. Oh, man. All right. Let me grab a little more, a sip of blackout coffee here. Hey, folks, if you want to help support the show, by the way, down there in our show notes is a bunch of different ways, including blackout coffee, of course. You can get some great deals on a VPN from NordVPN, Brickhouse Nutrition, and their great Field of Greens products. All great sponsors. We love them all dearly. Check them out. Of course, you can also pick yourself up some of our Jay Sheldon Show merchandise, including this coffee mug, some of the shirts you'll see wearing on the show, not tonight, but a lot of nights. And you can stop by there, pick up some products too if you want to help to support us. We really do appreciate that. And of course, the free way you can do it is simply by following the show and hitting that thumbs up button. It really does help our algorithms a lot, helps other people find the show, and we really appreciate you doing that. All right, let's move on to the five little peppas. We read books on this show in order to encourage you to read, get your kids to read. And we are, how far? About halfway through the five little peppers. As you know, their visitor never showed up. And Polly got a letter, which is the first letter she'd ever received in her whole life. And so just as they were about to read the letter, we cut the story off last night, or yesterday, and we're going to continue on now. Well, go on, said Ben. Hurry. Dear Miss Polly, I was so sorry I couldn't come on Thursday. Oh, it's Jasper, cried all the children in a breath. I told you so, cried Ben and Polly, perfectly delighted to find their friend vindicated fully. There, Joey Pepper. Well, I don't care, cried Joe, nothing daunted. He didn't come anyway. Do go on, Polly. I was sorry I couldn't come, began Polly. You read that, said Joe. I know it, said Polly, but it's just lovely on Thursday. But my father was sick, and I couldn't leave him. If you don't mind, I'll come again. I mean, I'll come on some other day, if it's just as convenient for you, for I do so want the baking and the nice time. I forgot to say that I had a cold, too. And here Jasper had evidently had a struggle in his mind whether there should be two O's or one, and he had at least decided it by crossing out one. But my father's willing I should come when I get well. Give my love to all, and especially remember me respectfully to your mother. Your friend, Jasper Elliot King. Oh, lovely, lovely, cried Polly, flying around with a letter in her hand. So he is coming. Ben was just as wild as she was, for no one knew but Polly just how the new friend had stepped into his heart. Phronsie went to sleep happy, hugging baby. And don't you think, baby dear, she whispered sleepily. And Polly heard her say as she was tucking her in, that Jasper is really coming. And the big, beautiful doggie, too. The next chapter is called Phronsie Pays a Debt of Gratitude. And we will have that for you coming up. Tomorrow we'll start a brand new chapter. Just a quick close out of that one. And away we go. All right. Thanks, folks. Don't forget, hit that follow button. Hit the thumbs up. Thanks for watching. Be sure and share our show out there. We really do appreciate it. Help our audience expand as we go. And enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you all again tomorrow.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.